From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. BP says it thinks it finally has a way to stop the massive oil leak from its damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico. But spokesman Doug Suttle says it could be months before the fix is in place.
We'll attempt to stop the flow later this week. If that's successful, then that will prevent new oil from spilling. And then by the early part of August, we expect to have the relief well down, which will permanently cap the well.
Environmentalists are now suing to shut down another BP facility and close environmental assessment loopholes for drilling operations. It's primary day. Arkansas Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln is trying to hold on to her seat as she faces a tough opponent in the primary. Tea Partier Rand Paul predicts a Republican Senate primary victory in Kentucky, though his opponents say he's more confident than he should be. NPR's Don Gagne reports Pennsylvania is another state political observers are watching closely for a sense of how deeply voters harbor anti-establishment feelings.
Senator Arlen Specter has represented Pennsylvania in the U.S. Senate since 1981. He's running on his experience, but for the first time, he's seeking the seat as a Democrat, having switched parties last year, saying the GOP had grown too rigidly conservative for him. His opponent, Congressman Joe Sestak, says Specter is a political opportunist who switched parties only to better his chances for re-election. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania's 12th congressional district in the western part of the state, Republicans hope to capture a seat the late Democrat Jack Murtha held from 1974 until his death in February. Republican businessman Tim Burns is running against longtime Murtha aide Democrat Mark Kritz. The race is being watched closely as a possible bellwether for the November midterm elections. Don Gagne, NPR News, Philadelphia.
President Obama visits Youngstown, Ohio today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president will deliver another speech promoting his economic policies.
These White House to Main Street trips, as the administration calls them, have followed a pattern. President Obama visits a small town, often in a swing state. He tours a local business that's growing, and he tells Americans that he understands the country's economic pain. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says today's trip fits that model.
The president's certainly going to talk about the economic recovery. I think we're going to speak specifically about a business that, through an investment by the Recovery Act, is greatly expanding its business and is going to hire several hundred people.
The company is called V&M Star. It makes steel tubes. The plant's expansion is supposed to create 350 jobs and hang on to another 400. The Youngstown trip comes on a day when Americans in several states are voting in high-profile primary elections, but Ohio is not among them. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
Heavy rains in the Midwest are raising rivers. Missouri is hardest hit so far. This is NPR News. Five Americans are among six NATO troops killed in an Afghanistan suicide bombing. Afghan officials say the Kabul blast killed a dozen civilians and at least four other people are hurt. A bombing in northwestern Pakistan leaves at least 11 people dead today. The bomb targeted a police patrol. Officials say three officers are dead. Many civilians have fled to the area, trying to keep from getting caught up in a Pakistani military offensive against militants, including the Pakistani Taliban. Political protesters in Thailand have agreed to hold peace talks mediated by the Thai Senate, but it's unclear if they will happen or if they will end 6 days of violence. Scaring young women about wrinkles seems to be a more effective deterrent to indoor tanning than warning them about the risks of skin cancer. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on a study in the Archives of Dermatology.
Researchers from Northwestern University questioned 435 college women who went to indoor tanning salons at least four times a week. The women said they tanned either because they didn't like the pale color of their skin or because tanning made them feel happier and less stressed. Previous research suggests tanning is an addictive behavior, and regular tanners suffer more anxiety and depression than their non-tanning counterparts. In the new study, researchers provided all the women with information about how UV radiation damages skin, causing it to wrinkle and look leathery. 6 months later, there was a 35% reduction in indoor tanning visits. Researchers say future interventions should focus even more vividly on how lots of UV radiation adds up to very unattractive skin. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.